If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Today, Marianne is going to talk about something we've all encountered. It's a topic you've heard our digital media expert, Scott Kleinberg, address. The idea that our phones are listening to us. Marianne? They're not really, though, are they?
Well, it's tempting to believe that, Bob. But as Scott has told you, it's all about just data collection, which is even more sinister.
Yeah. And what you've been researching this week, I know, though, is more about human behavior than it is about technology, right?
Yeah. It is so crazy. I'm telling you, I had an experience this week that blew my mind. Okay. So a couple of days ago, I was talking to this friend of mine about the New York Times puzzles. And I was texting her about it, and she was telling me that she wasn't interested in purchasing the games because they were too expensive, and she just wanted to use the free ones. 5 minutes later, I went on Instagram, and I saw that the New York Times games were on sale the last day for 75% off, and I was convinced that the phone had heard my voice.
Well, if it's not that your phone's microphone is eavesdropping, what is it?
Well, the truth is that it's not a secret microphone because, first of all, that would be illegal. It would eat up your battery. Can you imagine that? And no study has ever found that there's proof of that. But right. I did find some interesting reasons why it feels like it's your mic. Mm-hmm. And the first few are things that Scott has talked about here on the show, but there is more than that.
Yeah, it's this is something that everybody has wondered about.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing is that every tap, every search or pause that you make in an app, it tells the app something about you. So if you stop scrolling to look at dog videos, the system files that away. This person likes dogs. And your feed and your ads adjust instantly.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. And exactly. And then companies also, they can upload your email and phone number onto Facebook or Instagram, and then that becomes your digital fingerprint. And then social media lumps together people who like the same things. And this is why you start seeing ads for something, even if you never bought from that company before.
So they are eavesdropping in a way.
Yes, but it's not a microphone. It's because of the data that's on your card that you swipe when you go to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. There's data on that. It tells them what you bought. And then companies buy and sell that information. So they label you, and then they keep all the labels. Like the label would be new parent or a recent traveler or a knee surgery patient. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It is really uncanny. And then, of course, if you're in the same Wi-Fi as your friend, then you will be targeted the same kinds of things. So that's
similar ads. Yeah.
Similar ads.
Yeah. I get it.
Uh-huh. Right. And then, of course, Siri and Alexa, they have been caught listening, but they do that to improve voice recognition. It is creepy, but that is not used for ads.
So they say anyway.
So they say, right. But it's not just the tech. It's what I thought was so interesting is that it's human psychology. We are just so wired to notice coincidences and mistrust corporations and tell spooky stories. And this is really what keeps this myth alive about the phone is listening to you. So, for example, ads don't run evenly all day. So you might be talking about knee pain at night, and then at 9 p.m., exactly when that knee brace campaign is spending heavily, you see that ad, and it feels instant, but it's just that was the timing. So it's like a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we our brains are. Have you ever heard of frequency illusion?
Is that like Dan Rather asking, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Or something like that?
No, it's not like that at all.
Oh, all right.
But it's once you're thinking about something, you start noticing it everywhere. And the confirmation bias is something we all know about. You remember these spooky coincidences, but you ignore the thousands of random ads that did not match.
That's very interesting.
Your brain connects the dots. And then there's this storytelling bias because we all love a good story. I said it out loud and then I saw the ad. It's a neat cause and effect tale, and it feels way more satisfying than the boring truth, which is that it's data targeting and coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Also, as humans, we love patterns. We look for them. That's how we have survived as, you know, the human race. But it also means that sometimes we see connections where there aren't any.
Yeah, and we try to make sense of things. And when we don't, we have a conspiracy theory.
Exactly.
Often.
Yeah. Exactly. And then to add to that, we know that companies already do push the limits with data. And there are scandals like Facebook's Cambridge Analytica. And people just assume the worst. They assume that, of course, they're spying on us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Bob, data collection, as you know, is invisible. And you know this because you're always asking, how does this work?
Yep.
Where is the mechanism? Mm-hmm. Well, it is invisible. So you don't see your grocery loyalty card or your Google search becoming, how it can become an ad on Instagram. And because that real pipeline is hidden, the hidden mic theory feels more obvious.
This is very sinister.
I know. And then and the last reason here that I have for this, for people believing that, is that if everybody around you believes it, you are way more likely to believe it too. It becomes common wisdom, like phones are listening because it's repeated so often, not because it's true. And that is exactly what happened to me. I said to my friend, the phones are listening, because that's what I keep hearing. But then I had to really dig in and understand why it's really not the phone microphone.
It's really more interesting to get into these actual reasons that your phone is not spying with a hidden mic.
Yeah. And also, you know what? What is the scariest is that tech companies don't need to listen to us because we already give them so much data that they don't need to listen. They already know everything about us.
Yeah, apparently. You know, I tried an experiment recently. I was thinking about this, and so I said right into my phone, you know, not recording, but I just said, boy, I need some new running shoes, and I waited to see what would happen. Nothing happened, though.
Nothing happened.
Not, right. Not because of that, anyway.
Right. It's not your microphone. But just click on New Balance or Nike or whatever it is. Click on that ad on Instagram and you'll see 1,000 of them.
Now, what happens if we click on Savvy Planet?
Well, if you have seen my Instagram posts recently, by the way, I am at Havana Girl. You have noticed that I'm going through a peach phase right now. We're going through a peach phase in our house.
I love it.
I just made peach and jalapeno salsa that is to die for. We ate it over a piece of fish, Chilean sea bass. And the next day I had it over chicken for lunch and over steak for dinner. You got to get this recipe. It is so amazingly delicious, and the peaches are very sweet this time of year.
Can't stop eating them. Or maybe by magic, you start getting Savvy Planet ads on your phone just by thinking about these peaches. Thank you, Marianne.
And the address for Savvy Planet is savvy-planet.com.
Got it. I can't wait to eat more of those peaches when I get home. It's 8:49 right now.
See you later.
See ya.